Live Oak Mysteries presents Sammy Keys and the Killer Crews by Wendolyn Van Dronen. Read by Tara Sands. Prologue. I look back on things I've done and wonder, why didn't I see that coming? Why didn't I know that was a bad idea? Why didn't someone warn me? Grams would tell you she does warn me, and that the question should really be, why don't I listen? Which, yeah, I admit, is usually the case. But not this time. This time, I thought it was a bad idea. This time, I warned Grams and my mother and Hudson and anyone else who told me it was a good idea that it was a bad idea. This time, they didn't listen. Which is how I wound up on a cruise ship with a dad I barely knew, an endless buffet of party animals, and a family of creepy millionaires. Happy birthday to me. 1. I was allowed to bring one friend, and since Marissa McKenzie has been my best friend since third grade, and since it looks like she'll be moving to Ohio in June because her mom's lined up a job there, and who knows how long it'll be before I'll get to do anything with her again after that, and since I wasn't allowed to bring Casey because he's my boyfriend and it would have been inappropriate, and since my other good friend Holly thought cruising sounded like a nightmare, the choice was easy.